The History of Modern Britain by Andrew Marr. Read by David Timson. Some time has passed since this book was first published in hardback. How much has changed? How do the judgments stand up? The big theme of the story that follows is the defeat of politics by shopping. The surging consumer economy has been by turns exhilarating, wasteful, liberating, and narrowing. Nobody who escaped the grey years of rationing, queues, and shortages should snootily dismiss the triumph of shopping. Yet nobody who looks at our dead-eyed obsession with buy-and-throw newness can be comfortable either. Britain's shopping economy, shorn of most of its industry, has produced a country which is more crowded, cleaner, and richer, far richer, than it used to be, but which is also more vulnerable to shocks from outside. Consumerism has shouldered aside other ways of understanding the world, real political visions, organized religion, a pulsing sense of national identity. Yet, during 2007, the biggest change was a darkening of the national mood. It is not just global warming, but a sense that the good times are not, after all, forever. The decade-long Blair-Brown boom has been based on cheap imports from China, on very high levels of borrowing secured by upward spiralling house prices, and on cheap, skilled migrant labour from Eastern Europe. None of these things are indefinitely sustainable. As this book shows, our recent prosperity is partly the achievement of politicians who are now almost forgotten. But after 10 years in which New Labour had enjoyed the political fruits of strong, low-inflationary growth, many of us think we can see the buffers looming out of the mist. This is recent. Early in 2007, house prices were still strongly rising. The stock market was at a 6-year high. Economists and opposition parties were warning about the government being overborrowed and about private debt. But nobody paid much attention. In the city, the big banks still reported huge profits. There were mysterious characters called private equity investors and hedge fund managers. Few people really understood what they were up to, except that it was all very clever and complicated. The banks were paying astronomical bonuses to their managers, and for the majority, in the shops, clothes and gizmos were ludicrously cheap. A Western economy based on high debt, both private and public, ensured cash was there to keep the spree going. But the intricate and always shifting tangle of loans, bets, guesses, and 80-proof chill-filtered optimism that is modern global finance was about to suffer a reality check. And if reality check is an ugly American phrase, then it is perhaps not as